Welcome once again to Beef News and Notes, information for both the producers and the consumers of our great product beef. On the program today, we are delighted to have with us once again, Karen Schaefer. She is the Executive Director of the Minnesota Beef Council. How are you doing today, Karen?
Doing great. How about you?
Doing great, too. Well, Karen, what a wonderful time of the year for outdoor grilling enthusiasts here in Minnesota. Can you just tell us a little bit about what the Minnesota Beef Council has been doing to promote summer grilling? And on that note, can you tell our listeners about a segment that has been aired on Channel 5 KSTP television called The 12 Days of Grilling?
Yeah, grilling is a huge time in Minnesota. We love to be outside when the weather's nice, and we love to grill beef, of all things. So as soon as the weather got nice around the beginning of May, we started promoting grilling season quite heavily. That included a lot of consumer events. We were at the Twin Cities Burger Battle, we were at Grill Fest, and then we were also at the Farmers Market in July. So as we're wrapping up the summer, we, for the last 3 years, have participated in a 12 Days of Grilling campaign with KSTP Twin Cities Live. That started on August 6th. And is running until the end of this week. So every day we are featuring a beef grilling item, and this year we really focused it on burgers. Burgers are very popular. You can find a great burger at every restaurant, and they're getting crazier and more unique. And oftentimes people don't always know how to cook a good burger. So they brought in a variety of chefs as well as, you know, moms and dads and bloggers who really know food and are putting together a great campaign for us. All of the segments can be found on our website if you don't catch it live, but it is on KSTP Channel 5. The program airs from 3 to 4 each day, and we're not always consistently in the beginning of the show or the end, but if you watch the whole show, you'll be able to find our segments.
All right. And this hasn't been the first year dealing with the Twin Cities Live, has it?
You're right. This is the third year of the 12 Days of Grilling, but we also partner with Twin Cities Live throughout the year. So we usually do one feature a month, and we try to cater it toward that time of the year, something unique related to beef. And we just really thought that burgers would be a great highlight to kick off the end of summer. And, you know, for Minnesotans, we do like to grill well beyond the end of August. So hopefully this is kind of a mainstay. And a lot of burgers you can still make on your griddle inside or, you know, in the oven. There's a lot of ways that you can do it throughout the year.
All right. And I looked at the website and went through the different businesses that were featured in each segment. And two of them also were winners of our Minnesota Beef Council Beef Backer Award. Can you just talk about those two businesses for us?
You know, I think one of the best benefits of the beef industry is that we have some great partners that promote our product for us throughout the year, whether that's amazing chefs who work in a fine dining restaurant or if it's some great retailers who are promoting beef every single day. So the Beef Backer program tries to recognize the best of the best and tries to give them a lot of opportunities to promote their business, promote beef, and then also obviously to partner with the Beef Council on various things. So this year we did select a St. Paul meat market, Big Steer Meats, and they came out and did a great segment this summer with Twin Cities Live talking about what to look for in the meat case, what makes a good cut of meat, and what each of those cuts would be best for, whether it's for the grill or for you know, the oven or a slow cooker. And then we also featured Seven Steakhouse, which was our restaurant of the year. And the chefs there put together some great beef kebabs to kick off grilling season in May and our beef promotion during the month of May.
All right. And for the listeners to know that if there is a business that they think could be put up for consideration for the Beef Backer Award, any retail meat store or a restaurant in our area too could be considered, correct?
Absolutely. Send any great recommendations our way. We usually award those in late winter, early spring. The other opportunity would be if you do see a great restaurant, a great burger, a great steak, or just a really neat meat market in your area, we would love to feature them on our social media pages. And also, we launched a new blog here recently, and you know, always looking for great content. So if you want to be a feature blogger and take some food pictures and send them our way, we'd be happy to get those posted and give those businesses some great recognition.
All right. Well, thanks, Karen. Let's just switch gears here for a second and talk about what's coming up next week, and it's the Great Minnesota Get Together, the State Fair. What will our team of workers from the Minnesota Beef Council and the Minnesota State Cattlemen's Association be doing to help promote and inform our State Fair goers?
Well, I am a State Fair junkie, and all 12 days of the fair, they usually average between, you know, 1.8 million people and 2 million people that attend the event each year. So it's a place we have to be, and we have to promote beef in that venue. We, again, the Minnesota Beef Council, will be at the Dairy Building. The Dairy Building is where the butterheads are and the malts, so people usually associate us with that. But we will be really centered around protein and making sure that people have the recipes that they're looking for. We're going to do some really interactive activities at our booth, trying to encourage more social media engagement. But then we also, the Beef Council, as well as the cattlewomen and the cattlemen, will be around the fair all 12 days doing additional things, whether it's helping the 4-H beef show in the ring or, you know, doing some other activities. And then also the cattlewomen are helping with the Moo Booth that first weekend. And hopefully our organizations are working toward assisting with the Purple Ribbon Livestock Auction for 4-H.
All right. Well, thanks so much, Karen, for all you do at the Minnesota Beef Council, and we will look forward to seeing you at the State Fair.
Well, thanks so much for having me on.
And just a reminder, the Minnesota State Cattlemen's Association will be having their quarterly meeting at the U of M St. Paul campus on Saturday, August 29th. More information is available at the Minnesota State Cattlemen's Association website. Until next week, thanks for listening, and we will talk again.